Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. Happy Friday. A nice Friday in January. I just panicked for a second. The sheet says January 19th, and I was like, whoa.
You were thinking it was too late.
I was just thinking, well, 5 days until Jared's birthday and Jimmy Fallon, who's coming.
Yep.
I invited Jimmy Fallon to St. Louis for Jared's birthday.
That's great.
And said, would you perform?
Did you know that we get to give away tickets to Jimmy Fallon all next week?
Tell me about it.
So every day, Monday through Friday, we have a pair of tickets to Jimmy Fallon on January 24th at the Factory. So be listening. We're making it pretty big. We're doing, at least on my end, we're making sounders. We're doing lots of fun stuff for you to pay attention to that we'll just drop in the middle of the show once per day. And when you hear it, be the ninth caller.
I'll be there with my husband, so I would love to see you there. I don't know how much it's possible that we'll be involved in some capacity, but I said the same thing with Kilmeade. I told him, I was like, I don't have to do anything. Like, don't rework what you're doing here so that Annie can be included. If there's something I need to do, happy to be a team player, put me in, coach. And then I showed up and he handed me a nun costume.
That's
right.
I was
like, that was a big ask.
And by the way, Jimmy Fallon, if you listen to his show on 97.1 every night, he is exactly like that. He is incredibly fast, first of all, but a super nice guy.
Yeah, he is. So it'll be fun. And I think that it's at the Factory, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is, if you've never been to the Factory.
I haven't been.
Really?
I've never been to the Factory.
Why not? What are you doing with you?
Any random event that we've had there, I've not been able to go. Amongst the many, many other events they have there.
The room is so cool. I mean, it feels so big and so, not small, but like, I guess the word is intimate at the same time. We've done quite a few events in the time that I've been with 97.1. We've done quite a few events at the Wildy in Edwardsville. This to me is like, the Wildy is such a great venue as well. Very fun to go to. Love being there. The Factory is like, if you were building the Wildy today, how would you modernize it? How would you make it so that you could multi-purpose it in an incredible way? And then it's a bit bigger. So I hope people go.
I'm going to be there. I'm going with my mom. I can't wait. She can't wait.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Greenland, you said, did you have some texts?
Yeah, I have a whole bunch of texts, especially
Let's start with the Greenland one, and then we'll descend into the marshmallow fluff uses.
Okay, first of all, most of them are saying yes. This person says yes, but only if Greenland wants to be a U.S. territory. So the question being, should the United States acquire Greenland? And this one says yes, only if they want to be. Yes, no force is another one, same thing. And then another person right after that said yes, but without military force. I imagine most territory acquisitions and transfers have challenges, and one party is more willing than the other. But once we take it, we should call it the America Circle, not the Arctic Circle.
America, Circle of America.
Yeah. So, yeah, those are the first couple I haven't gone. There's more coming in right now. This one kind of mixes both. Fantastic fudge made with chocolate chips and marshmallow fluff.
So you're making something.
Still making something. But that same commenter says in that same text, Greenland could be a Milky Way. I'm not sure if I connect the dots. They're connecting the dots. And then two people in a row about marshmallow fluff said this. First, mix.
So we got one comment about Greenland.
No, those are all.
We got one comment about Greenland and marshmallow fluff, and then
yes,
some marshmallow fluff.
And now it's marshmallow fluff.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
So mix marshmallow fluff and cream cheese together, equal parts, and dip fruit in it.
Yeah, that sounds great.
And then right afterwards, different person says marshmallow fluff, cream cheese, small spoonful of lemon juice, mix it up. It's a great fruit dip. So same comment.
Yeah, I think I've probably eaten that before. I love, you go to a trivia night, and people bring the fruit tray with the dip.
Yep.
white fluffy dip. I guess that's got marshmallow fluff in it.
Probably. Another person endorsing just now, a few seconds ago, dip a half pretzel in marshmallow fluff and the other in Nutella. That sounds good.
Is that like a hard pretzel?
Yeah. Not like an Auntie Anne's pretzel, I don't think.
It'd probably be good, too.
That would be good, too.
trying to think of which way I want to take this here. I got to do this story because this is not related to what we're talking about right now, but I just find it incredibly interesting. Do you know who Kara Swisher is?
No.
She's like a lib. She's somebody who you would expect to be very pro Kamala. And she was interviewing, she has some podcast, I believe it is, Kara Swisher. And she's a journalist and I guess she has a podcast there. It's like a tech podcast or something like that. She co-founded Vox's Media's Recode with Walt Mossberg. I don't know if that...
Oh, Walt Mossberg.
Okay. You had me for a second there. She was interviewing Kamala Harris. And, you know, Kamala's book tour, that came out there and it got some publicity. It was almost like it became too big of a train wreck for even the left side of the aisle to really cover. It doesn't seem like her book tour kind of, what is it, 107 days or something like
yeah.
that, faded into the background. The interview after interview after interview kind of ended up looking the same, and it never really was incredibly flattering. Well, there's a story from her book tour here from Kara Swisher.
I just had an experience with Kamala Harris where we were joking about something backstage about Robert Kennedy Jr. It was specifically around circumcision and autism, the link. He was making a link, which is not there. And then when I got on stage and mentioned it, she looked at me dead and said,
"People will die because of what they're doing. I can't laugh about that. I'm sorry."
And she had just laughed about it. And then she went into this sort of high-handed kind of thing where she was like yelling at me.
Kara, yeah. It's personal for me.
I was like, I'm going to kill you. I literally can't believe you just did that.
I sometimes get the sense that she doesn't realize her political career is over.
I was like,
whoa.
Where's the person backstage who just had a very insightful comment about this?
So that's, this is in her, on a podcast or whatever, but talking to a friend, like this is a friendly. This interview is supposed to be an easy interview. They're backstage. I guess RFK Jr. made a comment about circumcision and autism and some sort of connection there. They're joking about it backstage. They're laughing about it backstage. Kara Swisher and Kamala Harris go to sit down to talk, you know, book tour, do the interview. People are there. People are paying attention. Kara Swisher takes the backstage discussion and brings it on stage to tee up a conversation with Kamala Harris. And Kamala Harris finger wags Kara Swisher for even suggesting that it would be funny.
Wow. Wow.
And they're telling stories. They're telling on each other.
That's,
at this point.
That's just a great story.
It has to be shared. People have to know that even on that, like, this doesn't surprise me. That actually is very much so a confirmation to me about what kind of person Kamala Harris is, because all it is a production. Just like somebody goes and, you know, sees people backstage and shakes hands and then goes on stage and now they're like Glenda the Good Witch on a Broadway stage. That's what Kamala Harris is doing. I don't know if she's really good at it or really bad at it. It's hard for me to tell because I'm not 100% sure what she's trying to accomplish.
I don't either. She is really hard to figure out because you don't know. She's gotten very far doing exactly what she did. But then immediately when she got to any sort of scrutiny, it fell apart fast. So you could say she's really good at it or she's really bad at it.
What do you think she really, you know, it's hard to say, like, does Kamala Harris really think she's going to take a second run at this? Because I can't figure out how she thought she could take a first run at it.
Exactly.
So what has changed now that would make her go, oh, I really understand it this time?
Nothing's changed. I think that she thinks that she got the raw end of the deal because she didn't have a full campaign. That's why my book's only called 107 Days, because I just didn't have the time to get my message out and get the American people to see who I really am outside the shadow of old Joe Biden. I think that's what she thinks, and that's why she's probably going to keep trying.
Doesn't that make her... I mean, isn't she so... That's so repulsive to see her behaving so two-faced. It's, I mean, to me, I'm looking, I'm like, man, Kamala, that's a risk. Well, if the right, if, you know, little Annie Fry in the middle of the country somewhere, wherever Missouri is, if she is like, oh, Kamala Harris is such a hypocrite. She acts one way and she does. Then everyone's like, of course you think that. If Kara Swisher comes out there and says that about Kamala Harris, it's like, she's so two-faced. She said, I wanted to kill her. She's the person who was amplified. She was the vice president. I think people forget, yes, she ran for president. But she was the vice president for 4 years. And a terrible one at that. I don't understand where the left is going with 2028. Yes, Mamdani gets elected in New York City and he is a communist sympathizer, proud socialist. I'm not 100% sure, like, okay, we can look crazy straight in the eyes and see it and call it out for what it is. But if you can get elected in New York City, I'm raising my eyebrow a little bit to how far can these tentacles reach? And again, everything back to Minnesota. In Minnesota, they've been able to create a system that insulates itself from scrutiny, from oversight of any kind. And how much do different states, how much does the federal government have an insulated system that protects the Tim Waltzes of the world, the Ilhan Omars of the world? Like, how deep is that system? I don't know. I have suspicions. And, you know, I think conspiratorially, when you're leaning into these things, you always think, oh, it's going to be way deeper than it's ever going to be uncovered. But as the story, the Minnesota fraud story has come out, every day there's a new story that pops up. They're like, and another one, over and over and over again. Which is why I think all roads to the future of restoring a democratic republic where we actually have the will of the people reflected in the representation in our government, state, local, probably, certainly, and federal, goes through exposing every inch of the fraud in Minnesota. It'll be satisfying to watch it happen, too. I mean, it's not the sinful nature in me is like, I kind of want to see the whole system proverbially burn to the ground. I want crash and burn, and I want everybody who knew about it or who participated in it to be exposed.
And the details that are coming out, I'll tell you what, Congress itself, the House of Representatives, is doing a good job investigating the Minnesota fraud. They might not have been the tip of the spear, but they're doing it now, and they're having hearings that there are whistleblowers coming out mm-hmm. and saying things like, yes, Tim Walz did know, and they made a whole commission to hide it.
Yeah.
Here's the commission. It's called, they changed the word fraud to, what was it?
Flim flam.
No, it wasn't flim flam.
Skullduggery.
They changed it. They said, no, we won't refer to it as fraud anymore, indicating that they fully knew that it was fraud, and we'll call it overbilling. And so they can detail this stuff from the top down.
Everybody trying to pay your taxes right now, you're just going to say you underpaid.
I just underbilled me.
Yeah.
But so they knew it was happening.
Do you guys have a favorite fraud story yet out of Minnesota?
Well, I mean, Luring Center is probably up there.
Luring. Get an education, Ryan.
Sorry.
It says Luring.
I think you can say Luring.
I've seen some bumper stickers.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's... No, I don't have a favorite.
You know, I have a mug maker. So I was thinking about doing a Quality Learning Center for those who read good or something mug, but I don't know how to use it yet. And I think that this might be my attempt. Would you drink out of that mug?
Oh, yeah, I'd drink out of it even if it didn't say anything on it.
Just take a big sip out of it every time some sort of fraud comes up.
That's a good idea.
Do you guys have the Quality Learning Center that's yours?
That's.
I mean, it's the funniest one. It's the only silver lining that you can find to be like, well, at least that was a little funny, because the rest of this is very depressing.
I like the idea of having Mr. Learing show up and your edition
oh,
of him.
Too.
As long as he's got a monocle, he'll pass. He'll be good. He'll be like, oh, well, that makes that's total sense. Why didn't you just tell us?
Look at that man. He's wearing a top hat and twisting his mustache. Clearly, he owns a bunch of daycares.
You know what my poll question was going to be for today, for a minute? Do we like mustaches? The mustaches are so in right now.
My answer to that question is no.
You guys both have mustaches, but you don't have mustaches.
They're connected to full beards.
Yeah, you don't. You have full facial hair. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about the mustache.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is out there. A little Frank Forrest action. I'm like, and I love Frank Forrest, but he looks like he's 8 with a mustache, and I just am still trying to reconcile it.
I know so little about him. Is his name Frank Forrest or Forrest Frank?
Forrest Frank.
Okay. No, just making sure.
I'm talking about Frank Forrest's
mustache. Frank Forrest.
Forrest Frank. You know so little about him. A little bit more than me, apparently. All right, let's take a quick break. Ethan, sports and local, next on The Annie Fry Show.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more. Please.
Next question on The Annie Fry Show.
All right, this is where we ask each other questions here within the studio, basically an Ask Me Anything. But also, we love to have your question, your questions that we can answer as well. 314-241-9797 if you want to jump in and ask us a question. That text line goes to Ryan, and he will feature some of your questions up here on the air. First question that I have for you guys, is Ethan coming back? Is he staying out here?
I don't know.
All right. I'm going to hold this one to see if he comes back.
I can get a question here. Do you ever think that drone delivery will be a thing?
Like, it is a thing.
Will be common. Because right now it's a novelty. Do you think that's the future of delivery?
Yeah. I don't know why it wouldn't be. If it's already implemented the way it is right now. Does Amazon use it in like...
Well, they're toying with
They're
it.
They're starting to, yeah.
But like in cities, like population-dense places, do they use it?
I see, that's the thing is I keep hearing about how they're going to, but I've never
seen it. I think
they're
like in Los Angeles, and they're using it to drop packages from like flying drones.
But are they bringing them right to your porch and just putting the package on your porch? Or is it like a wide net thing where, yes, they can be delivered, but they're not being delivered to each person individually? Because for years now, they keep teasing that this is coming, and I'm starting to believe that this is not happening. I just wondered if you guys had any opinion on it.
Brad, next question?
I was going to say, I absolutely think it's going to happen. My next question is what would be the highlight of your 2025?
What's yours?
Mine was, as strange as it sounds, I got to go and do photography at that NASCAR race, and for me, the big, huge fan, I got access to NASCAR at a level I never thought I would see in my life. I mean, like literally feet and inches away from cars, watching pit stops from a foot away, that sort of thing. That was a really cool experience for me. So that, I would say, that was the highlight of my 2025.
Ryan, you got one?
I do. I'm trying to make sure I'm not missing anything else because the worst thing that could happen is I say this and then my wife goes, what about blank? And it was obvious that was the bigger thing. But when I think back to 2025, my daughter and I went on a daddy-daughter vacation. She's 11 years old. It was one of the best times I've ever had with her, and she refers to it the same, that she cannot wait for another daddy-daughter vacation. And it was one of those moments that honestly, I knew in the middle of it, this is one of the most special times I will ever have with her.
Core memory.
I hope that it's not just, that was it. Because it was so good, and we just
Where'd
had such a good time. We went to Orlando, and mostly in Disney, and just kind of stayed in the bubble and treated her like she was...
In charge.
Kind of. I mean, not a princess, but, you know, figured out what she really liked and did some shows and stuff that I wouldn't do. And it was like blessed.
Yeah.
It was just a great time.
That's awesome. Ethan, you have...
I really enjoyed the opportunity to make my television debuts, filling in on the fight with Randy Carricker and company on Matrix Midwest, which is Channel 4's sports channel. Really enjoyed that opportunity.
Yeah, Ethan is famous now.
I don't know about that. Getting to explore and just kind of, expand what I'm able to do in this field. And then I also really enjoyed... going to Seattle for vacation with my wife's family for a wedding this past summer. I did not expect to enjoy Seattle as much as I did. It is a beautiful city.
Yeah. Mine is super easy and simple. And it's like when you get to go somewhere that you don't, like you've only dreamed of going somewhere like this and you kind of think you know what it's going to look like and what it's going to feel like and everything. When you finally get there and it's even cooler than you expected it to be, Hawaii was so beautiful. It was so fun. It was so amazing to be able to go to Hawaii. I think we were there for 9 nights total, which was awesome because you got into the vacation and you weren't, you know, as soon as you get close enough, what are you laughing at? What are you doing?
He just put something on my keyboard for no reason, just to be a jerk.
Okay. You guys are up to something over there. It was a long enough vacation, and we, like, that was something we planned for and saved up for 3 years. So that was a really long time coming, and to watch it all come together, and now I just, like, if I can just sit and daydream about being back there at that place with my family. And I put this on, I think it was over Christmas break, I put it on the Facebook page, but I'm like, once you go to Hawaii, do you just spend the rest of your life thinking about, when am I gonna do that again? When am I gonna be there again? And with Ethan with a very emphatic head nod. And several other people commented on there, like, yes, that's what happens with Hawaii. Other people commented about their place or whatever.
I was one of those people that commented.
Yes. And so now I'm like, my husband and I will be 2027 will be our 20th anniversary. So we're thinking about going back. And then he wants to go just us. But I'm like, it's such a, like, what if we took everybody and just,
what if,
like,
we didn't do plan, just us?
I don't know. And he and I always end up going, the kids are only small for this much time. Like, we, every summer that we pass up and we don't have the opportunity to lock in a moment, just like what you're talking about, where it's like you try to make time stand still for a little bit. So I'm like, let's take 3 weekends in the course of a year where we go somewhere that's could be literally anywhere without the kids and costs way less. And we'll have more time together alone, because I think dating and all of that is still important. But, like, put me back in Hawaii now. That's, oh, man. Highlight not of just 2025, but, like, kind of like you're saying, like, lifetime top five.
Now I got to go to Hawaii. Yeah.
You do.
I've never been.
I'm telling you what. If you buy into DVC, you can go to the Aulani one with those points.
Okay,
that's
what
I did.
That feeling, though, that you got when you went, because you always heard it had been great, and then you showed up and you were like, oh, my gosh, it's even
better
than
usual.
It's
scary that it's going to not be what you think it's, what you hope for, that it's going to be a letdown because you've overbuilt it.
That's the feeling that I got the first time I ever went to Pontoon Beach, Illinois.
That's what everybody says.
Uncle Lenny's.
Yeah.
My Ask Me Anything. All right, everybody put your hands out in front of you. You too, listening right now, unless you're driving. Fold your hands like you're praying. Fold your hands like you're praying. You don't pray like you're two on your knees in a picture.
Do you fold that?
Which thumb is... No, do it.
I'm trying to. My mic's moving.
Which thumb is on top?
Right on top of left.
Ethan?
Left on top of right.
Brad?
Right over left.
Mine's right over left, too. Now try to do it the other way.
Yeah, it feels weird.
You feel like you're naked.
You gotta switch all your hands. You gotta switch all your fingers.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, I think there's one other person in my family of six that does it right over left.
Oh, I was thinking maybe it was just a lefty thing. I think
so. It's not a dominant hand thing.
I don't know. I don't have a rhyme or reason to it.
So if you're right-handed, I would think your right hand would always be on top.
That's not the way. I mean, there was no. We decided the smart people do right thumb over left. Sorry.
The rest of your family does left over right?
I think. Maybe Charlie did it the same way.
What does that mean about your family, Annie?
That means my family won.
Slander.
Everybody in my family wants to win. That's the way everything goes. I'm curious, folks, if you're listening right now, right over left over right. I thought about doing a poll question, but the amount of explaining I'd have to do every time
I said
it.
It's a long poll question.
But isn't that strange? Like, and you would never put your hands together and fold them the other way.
No, no.
How many car wrecks did you just cause?
None, I hope.
I hope so, too.
Next question. Ethan, do you have one? I pulled
yeah,
one here.
Yeah, I saw one that someone commented regarding New Year's resolutions. Did you guys have any? How has week one and a half been? If you did have any goals or anything you'd like to accomplish or change for the new year? Anyone?
Did people even talk about that this year?
No.
It's like I never heard single person say anything about a New Year's
resolution.
Feels
like this was the first year.
Does anyone in here have a resolution?
No.
I said that I'd like to get back into, you know, get back into
shape.
Yeah, consistent exercise, eating better. I mean, that's pretty basic, though.
You kind of almost have to have a, you know, I'll give it a good shot here in January, just so that you don't get too far out of. And you're, I'm sorry to say this, Ethan, you're 25.
Mm-hmm.
20s is a crash into reality. The way a young man's metabolism works in their teens and probably into their 20s, and then when you become an adult and your life is now dictated by a schedule that is a responsible one, you do have to kind of adjust each year more than, like, once you get into your 40s, you have to take care of yourself. You mm-hmm. have to eat well. You can't, like, you can eat a whole bunch of junk, but you just feel so miserable about it the way, you couldn't when you were younger. But, you know, I didn't have any resolutions. So what is your plan? Do you have a plan?
The biggest thing that I'm changing is I feel like in the past, I've been very hot, cold with exercise. When I'm all in, I'm all in. When I'm all out, I feel like I'm all out. So this year I'm trying to have a little bit more of a, what is something that I can stick with consistently? So like my intensity isn't nearly, I'm not 5 days a week, 2 hours in the gym, because I'm like, I just cannot keep up with that with how busy I am even now. So I'm trying to, aim for a little more realistic 3 to 4 days, aim for an hour-ish if I can. And eat good at the same time.
We should have made resolutions for each other.
I'm coming up with one right now. By October, I want to learn to crab walk up a wall. Because it's scary in October. Now, a couple of our commenters are saying...
It would be scary in January.
Only if it was the middle of the night and it was your house and the person didn't live there.
Mine for you would be to grow hair.
How about this one? Mine is to just generally be less cruel. Other people should be less cruel to me. Scooter says, my resolution was to stretch before I go for a walk.
Scooter, stretching is such a good resolution. That's a good point. Right now. I'm going to stretch.
So
right
he
now.
Was already walking, but now he's going to start stretching.
Aren't
before
we all
walking.
Walking.
Tommy says, this is my year to seriously make an attempt at stopping smoking.
Go, Tommy.
I moved to a vape, which probably isn't much better, but it's not a cigarette. Still haven't had one this year. That's movement in the right direction.
You, Tommy. Hey, Tommy.
All right. We'll take a few more questions when we come back on the text line, if you so choose, 314-241-9797. You can also leave a comment in the Annie Fry YouTube live broadcast. Come vote and tell us, should the United States acquire Greenland? Yes, by any means. Yes, but not by force. Or no. Let us know what you think. We'll be right back.
Next thing you know.
Welcome.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Back to the Annie Fry Show. The number one question we're asking our listeners today, but we're doing a little more, ask us anything right now. Should the United States acquire Greenland? Yes, by any means. Yes, but not by force, or no. Ryan, your response?
I'm a yes, but not by force. Although I am fine with the way that they're treating it by pretending like they will.
Ethan?
I am I think I'm a yes, but the extra force is not necessary, taken over by force.
Brad?
I'm a yes, but not by force. I think that there's a lot of value to having, strategic value in having Greenland under U.S. control.
I'm a yes, by any means necessary. Just kidding. Not by force.
You're a no.
No. No. Obviously, I don't think that we need to be taking any countries over by force. And I think that if it's accessible and a deal that we can make, fortunately, we have the best deal maker in the business getting that job done. Next question.
Have you ever been to Las Vegas?
Yes.
Have you?
Overnight layover in the airport.
So you never went to it?
I've never traveled.
You've never done anything in Las Vegas?
I went to, in 2004, it was May of 2004, my friend went to Concordia Irvine, which is in Southern California, Lutheran University in Southern California. She was finishing her year there and driving back to Collinsville. So she was going to drive across the country because she had to bring all of her stuff home from college. So they flew me out there so that I could drive across the country back with her. And 2 hours after I landed in L.A., my grandpa passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
I had got the phone call that he had died. It was completely unexpected. I think he was 89. So, I mean, he had lived a long life, but he just passed away. So then I got the next flight out from L.A., had a layover in Los Angeles. So I went St. Louis to Phoenix to Los Angeles to Las Vegas to St. Louis in less than 24 hours.
Jeez.
It was rough. I probably wouldn't have had to rush back as much as I thought. And I actually kind of wish, in hindsight, that I would have taken that drive back, but it would have been really hard to do.
I have been to Las Vegas. I've had several layovers there, but I've also
Tell us
had
everything that happened there.
Just about the layovers, well. Though.
The layovers are... Actually, it's a good airport. I like the airport there. Las Vegas, I think, is probably the coolest city I've been to in the United States.
Really?
I thought that Las Vegas was awesome. Going in... You know, obviously the nickname Sin City, you're like thinking, oh man, what are you going to see here? It was not like extremely inappropriate like I thought it was going to be. There wasn't, I mean, there's showgirls here and there, but like it was not like every street corner like I thought it was going to be where you're seeing half naked girls everywhere. There wasn't, you know, they talk about like, oh, there's just cards. The showgirl cards are everywhere, like all over the streets. That was not the case. Of course, you can do gambling everywhere there, but there's also so much to do there that you could spend a whole week there and not do any gambling whatsoever and still have a really good time. And it's just so unique. I mean, every single resort casino has so much character and is just so different that it's just fun and enjoyable walking through the different resorts on the Strip and just seeing the different art and... all the different things that make them so unique. I love Las
Brad,
Vegas.
Have you been to Vegas?
I've never been to Vegas, but it is a city that I do want to visit. I just need a reason to go out there because I don't gamble.
Next question?
For me?
Sure.
Do you guys... This is so stupid. Do you guys wet your toothbrush and then put toothpaste on it, or put toothpaste on it and then wet your toothbrush?
Both.
Ooh, I don't think I have a consistent way of doing it.
Do you brush your teeth?
I do every now and again.
Every few days?
I dabble.
When I'm feeling up for it.
Look, I'll tell you the truth. If I ever look in the mirror and there is a giant piece of brownie on my front tooth, I'm brushing it right then.
That's nasty.
How often does that happen?
Not that often. I don't eat brownies a lot.
How do you tie your shoes? Do you do the loop, swoop, and pull? Do you do bunny ears? I think kids these days are tying their shoes in an entirely different way than we were taught.
I have no idea. I don't think about it.
Loop, swoop, and pull.
So, that's what I do.
Do you... Here, I'm going to tie my shoe right. Obviously, you like cross and you make the base.
You start with the cross. Yeah.
Then you make a loop.
Okay.
And then you wrap it around.
Yeah.
And then you put it through there and you pull it through.
That's how I do.
I think that's how millennials and older do. The kids make bunny ears, which I can't even really do. So you make two loops and then you tie the two loops together.
Kids are losing.
Now I gotta watch and see what my kids do because I've never seen that before.
Who taught your kids how to tie their shoes?
I don't know.
I learned at preschool. Mrs. Newell.
Yeah, they're like, Charlie could still be in Velcro shoes if it were up to me. I don't have the time for this.
I specifically have the memory of sitting there.
Men's size 14 Velcro shoes. Can you ship those my way, please?
I know.
But the bunny ear thing, like, I've tried to do it before because that's how at least my two younger girls do it. And I am like fumbling it and I can only do it on one of my feet. It's like the other side, the dexterity isn't there. What? Are you okay?
Yeah.
You seem stressed out about this.
Well, something just happened. Ethan mentioned his preschool teacher's name. And this week at some point, I mean, I'm 44 years old. How often do you think about preschool? I thought back and went, do I remember my preschool teacher's name?
Yeah.
And I could not come up with it until I remembered that my mom, when I was up until I was probably well into my teen years, used to tell this story to me and probably to other people that I used to step out of my preschool bathroom and yell out, Mrs. Pemberton, can you wipe my butt?
Mrs. Pemberton it is.
And I was like, there it is. It's Mrs. Pemberton. I had to go through all that to remember her name.
So you're sitting here thinking about that.
So you said that, and I went through this whole story from my week. Oh my gosh. Not been on the air until now.
What a note to end. X's and O's, or not X's and O's. Next question on X's and O's is next. We've got Matt Hayes coming in studio here with us. I love talking to him and appreciate so much the great partnership that we have with Home Shield Foundation Repair and Mark Cox as well. Matt and Mark have worked together longer than I've been able to work with them. And so we're going to bring Mark Cox in here as well. He and I will be the experts for X's and O's, and we'll get Home Shield Foundation Repair in here. When we come back, play a little X's and O's with us. Basically, it's Hollywood Squares, but the X's and O's version. Come join us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel to vote in the live chat poll. Should the United States acquire Greenland? Let us know what you think about that. And you can also text us with your thoughts on that topic as well. 314-241-9797. X's and O's with Home Shield Foundation Repair. Next. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna